Testing 1, 2.
Hello.
From MIFM, I'm Chirag, and you're listening to Tales of the Trade, about our region's pioneers and the stories behind the ideas they brought to life. I'm delighted to be back with you guys and begin the countdown to a new season of episodes. But before that, we thought we'd bring you a little bit from behind the scenes, the work that's going into producing this new season. So for this episode, I grabbed the mic, hopped over to one of my favorite spots around town to turn interviewer with our newest team member, my producer.
What are we doing? Drinking ginger beer.
So you're Gaia.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to introduce me? I'm Gaia. Hi. I'm co-producing this show called Tales of the Trade for Amaya FM. And we're about to get into starting to record with guests starting next week. And we've just been in the process of understanding the tone of the show and how we're going to present the show, because that's such an important part of it. Because it's not just about creating great content. It's also about how you present it and understanding your audience and what would be appealing to them.
So for people that might not know, what does a producer do?
You know, as the host of the show, you have to be present. You have to be in the moment. That is your job in that space. As a producer, I'm able to think about how it's going to be presented, what the essence of the show is and what the message is and how do we focus on that and do that. That is like the creative angle of it. My job mainly is to program the season, which is talk about what guests would be valuable and add value to the show, how to present the content in terms of the show flow as well. How do we market it? How do we use different platforms on social media, depending on how people engage with that platform? So there's a lot at play. And at the same time, also checking in with you as the host and seeing what it is that you want to derive with every episode, be instrumental in making that come to life, basically. So yeah. Producer is kind of the orchestrator. Yeah, he's the conductor.
You need someone with that bird's eye view. So how did we get here? I mean, you've kind of shared a little bit on your vlog, right?
I think being part of the scene here, whatever scene that is, whether that was like music or film or content creation, whatever, as a creative person, I'm very intrigued, interested, inspired by other people's stories. You find great solidarity in people who are on their own journey and are self-starters. And you know, I've always related with that. On the days that things get tough, you want to be able to look around you and say, hey, you know, look what that person is doing and be inspired by that. In fact, I tried to do like a small video thing like way back in the day with people who are in the scene who are doing cool things, like Zara Sor, who was on 92 Radio, and she started Open Mic Live, which was like the first live show for local talent. And that was such an iconic moment for the scene here. And I remember interviewing her, but like I didn't make much of it at that point because I was like 21 and I was just like sort of faffing and, you know, just being like, I really need to interview you, and then nothing came of it. I actually did a couple of interviews with her and like the editorial team at Rolling Stone, because there was all of those things were happening at that time. Sort of like benched that for a while. You may not dedicate that time to your passions, but the passion still remains. So when I heard your podcast, I was just so happy you were doing it in this beautiful way, and it was such a great platform for it. So much of content nowadays it's like snackable content, so it's so small and juicy and it's wonderful, but some conversations they just need to breathe and you need to hear them over time and like take it all in. There's someone out there who understands how to present these stories, and I just really wanted to be a part of that. That's when I reached out to you and I was like, let me get on board. Even if you were not looking for that, I'm jumping on this train.
What interests you about audio in particular?
Being a musician, it's such a sonic world in general. It's such an engaging world.
So where do you use a lot? I mean, you relate a lot of things to be like the sonic aspect of it, and which I think is very interesting.
I'm very intrigued by the human voice. I think that it's something that is so connected to emotion. You can't really mask much with your voice because it's just scientific. You know, whatever happens to you, whatever you're feeling, your voice is the first thing that gets affected. There's a sincerity to it that you know, with visuals and sort of those kinds of things, and when it's not candid, you're able to manipulate it to make people feel what you want them to feel. With your voice, it's a naked experience. It's the audio version of reading a book, but it's even more convenient because you just press play and just listen and let your mind take you places. I feel like it's still so unexplored, and there's so much to go in terms of, because it's such a great play of engaging your senses and engaging your imagination, and there's nothing better than that, right?
The single sense of being like the no distraction. The other thing I like about audio, of course, is that you can listen to stuff while doing something else, which also makes audio like the best fit for things like driving, yeah, doing chores, mm-hmm, where you don't want your eyes to be distracted, right? And yet you can consume content. You can write like this really long post, very well researched and detailed and everything. And one is, you see this long page and you're like, oh God, like, where's the TLDR version, right? Like, that's all you're thinking already. Visually, that just looks so daunting. If you compare it to writing, like, there are certain things you cannot explain easily enough when you write. Like, it just becomes, you have to go through this, like, whole three-paragraph thing or something you could explain in a couple of sentences with, like, a really, really good example.
Or just a sound, really. Just,
you know,
yeah,
this is what really excites us. The possibilities of using audio as a creative medium to share these stories. To talk to people about what we call a legacy in the making. As you've heard in this episode, we think audio is such a powerful medium. Just think about the power that sounds have. Someone's voice, the rhythm, even that hum in your head when you're inspired and just can't seem to stop.
The things that have always stuck with me are great conversations. And I might not remember where we were sitting or what we were wearing, but I'll always remember the person's voice. And it's such a powerful thing, and like how they said something or how they phrased something or how their voice sounded. When you remember someone, how they speak and their mannerisms are such a big part of that, because it's such a powerful, even if you think about it, like, you know, things like hypnosis, things where you go deeper into your subconscious, it's all triggered by sound, and sound and all of that is so powerful. And I think that it's not, as I said, it's highly unexplored, and so this is just a sort of icing on the, you know, just the tip of the iceberg, icing on the surface.
You mean icing on the cake?
Yeah, I'm thinking about cake. But yeah, just the tip of the iceberg, really. So that's why it's such an interesting medium. And those tear stains on your pillow
are the marks of a champion. Epax season is on its way to your feed real soon. As I mentioned, I'll also be sharing some of the work that's going on behind the scenes over the next couple of weeks, so do stay tuned for that. You can find more information by visiting our website, talesofthetrade, and you can subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any player you prefer to get notified of new episodes. This bonus episode features music by the very talented Reiner Erlings, and you'll be hearing more about him on the next episode. The song you heard today is a Gaia original, Fake It Till You Make It. It's one of my personal favorites, and I've linked to it in the show notes.